You don't know love of outside. No animal knows. Only a spirituality will teach you that. So here, cleverly, Rumi will explain philosophically that I'm not saying that because you are like that, you will be like that. It happens naturally. That vizier does not understand the unity. Cleverness should believe in me, the clever, me, genius, me, love me. And there is something else. There is something else that you don't understand because you believe in cause and effect. Right? That's what self-reliant person should do. So, okay, what about the fellow who will make that cause to happen and could eliminate that cause? What about that one? That one that you call it chance, right? I said, no, it's not by chance. Because cause is cause and effect are a factual thing happening outside, and they should have a beginning, right? What is the cause of the cause? Cause of the cause could change the cause, because every cause could change the effect. You missed that part. That's sabab sazi, sabab suzi. That is a Then when we talk all about this and the problem of communication, believing in other people, believing in a principle, loving other people and all that, you will think about isolation, because you live in isolation. What is the isolation? Remember the vizier went and he, in that paragraph from 820, that, yes, I know you want to be left alone. You want to go in isolation. But that's the beginning of you, that you don't understand. Because over there you will lose even the good connection you have with your followers. Isolation doesn't solve the problem, is ignoring the problem. So isolation is sin. But there is some hint of silence. If you could learn to become silent, means to leave that thought in your mind, which is always blabbering. This is always
blabbering.
Chattering. That chattering stuff should stop. This is the paragraph of these murids talking to Wazir. Why don't you talk to us? Then in the next paragraph, he said, you know why? What's it why you cannot let go of that chattering? Because you're addicted to it. Chattering brings addiction. He talks about addiction in the next paragraph. Then, another paragraph, he said, ah, let me tell you, if the situation is good, suddenly you will claim that you are a holy person. You claim that God will talk to you. Even if you are isn't that silly? The atheist people, they will tell you, they don't use the word God, they will say, huh, I have the sixth sense. Don't they? Honest to God, every atheist lady I ever met claimed to have the sixth sense. And all of them proved to be wrong. Because there were some obvious things around that. You don't need the sixth one, the first one is enough, just looking at it. But that's what happens in this self. You see, here in this story, philosophy really like a good doctor explaining the diagnosis. Point by point, they will show you this is why that self is not reliable. It's good, but it's not enough. You need to have something else. You have to get rid of this, and that's something else will come at the end of the second story. What was that? Let me refresh your memory. We are in two stories now. Two King of Jews, right?
Yes.
So the first one we were talking about, we are not at the second one yet. And I said, at the second one, Rumi will answer this, that this self stuff is really problematic. The solution is, remember the second story, second Jew?
The baby.
New one of you. It means when you change, that's your baby. Because you will deliver something and make it grow up. This is what you do literally when you change, right? You are like this. You give birth to a kid and you make it grow. In our stories, I mean the way that we narrate our stories, because he will say, you have this problem, you have this problem. He never forgets how to say, don't worry, it's curable, it could be like this. In the second, the first one, the salvation is to the people who appreciate the name of Muhammad, in a way. In the second story, the baby. The baby is the savior. Why? He doesn't have all of this. The baby doesn't have the intelligence yet. A baby doesn't have the experience. Baby doesn't understand the affiliation and things like that. Baby looks and talks. Normally, naturally, ask the question. But here, the baby will say, hey, you silly people, this is not fire. Looks fire to you. Because when it's saying, let go of yourself, don't depend on that self only. The salvation is outside. But you cannot run. You're afraid of it. We'll promise you the thing you never like. What is that a living creature will never like? Death. Final. Dying. Second one, not having. Because with having, you will live, right? And we say, these are the best places to be. You see, it doesn't go naturally. Of course your intelligence cannot swallow it, because you believe in that, you did this, you did that, we explained it all. Your logic works like this, that it's me, I have to defend myself, and I know that there are cheers, and the cheering is going on, and this is a never-ending process, and everybody is out there to get me. This is not the way. But anyhow, the problem is getting addicted, and sometimes you think, holy. Let's forget about that. Let me tell you how you see yourself. How do you see yourself? A good fellow, don't you? Good. Next paragraph talks about, and let me talk about the free will. Do you have the free will or not? Remember? Yes, a very funny situation. If you're honest, you should say, it depends. Remember that verse that I said, this is it. It said, in anything that you like, suddenly you see your personal effort, you see your personal power. And in everything that you don't like, you would say, this is forced upon me. This is the root of the problem. You change your principles. It depends where you are. If you're talking about the good thing happening and things like that, you jump in. Oh yes, of course, because I'm intelligent. I did this, I did that, and it happened, you know? And when we talk about the shortcomings, I did all the right things. Shoot, bad luck. It happened like that. That's how it is. The universe is not like that. It's an illusion. So that illusion will lead you to sometimes even claim that, yes, you will receive something from the third sense, sixth, or whatever, because you believe in variations, really. And that variation is variation of replacement. You replace something with something else, some judgment with some other judgment. Any moment of your life, depending on the age you are in, you're pure.